Chapter 5 Fistula was more disoriented than angry. He was drunk on meat and cankerberry wine, and on a power that he could not put name to, but which filled him with a fever swirl of thoughts. The discordant moan of toxins droned through his mind, though they were playing a cadence of battle now, rather than of ceremony. The taste of meat was in his mouth, but it was fresh, torn not from the embrace of Copsis Buell's soil, but from the struggling bodies of the living. He spat out a mouthful of blistering starlight, or tried to. His throat burned, however hard he retched and gagged. Goaded into lucidity on a knife-edge of pain, he struck down a lizard man that was hissing in cold-blooded consternation at the chunk bitten out of its wrist. It disappeared in a drizzle of glimmer dust. Two more took advantage of the light shock to blindside him. They came with spears held short. Fistula caught the haft of the first spear thrust, then, with his sword hand, punched it in half. The lizard stumbled. Turning his body across and through it, he pushed it on its way to the ground, spitting his sword out to arm's length to impale the second. Light exploded from its back around the tip of his sword. This time he was ready for the glare. Eyes already narrowed, he spun quickly away, stamping on the first lizard and grinding the light that bled from its fractured skull under his boot. Something small and metallic spanked his pauldron guard. Darts, tipped with star metal, zipped by. He saw a burly rotbringer with a cloak of festering hide go down under a volley of them. Another took a freak hit, a dart straight down the ear, dropping the warrior like his weight in dead meat. From somewhere, screaming, melting flesh and starlight. Every one of these warriors was a master of war, the mightiest of mortal champions, uplifted to near demonhood by the Lord of Decay. But they had forgotten what it felt like to be challenged. After millennia of pointless warfare, they had forgotten what it truly was to fight. Fistula clutched at his guts with his offhand. He felt ill, stricken, a great swelling pressing up from inside his chest. Pressure climbed up his throat as though he were a snake trying to regurgitate a man that had been too large for him to swallow. A bilious taste flooded his mouth, and, on unconscious reflex, he doubled over and vomited forth a torrent of foulness and corruption. The lizard men, caught in the flow, died instantly and in agony. The rotbringers, similarly touched, were healed, as if by the beaming intercession of Grandfather Nurgle himself. Maggots squirmed over open wounds. New and glorious infections puckered flesh that had been rankly cleansed by the lizard's light. Swallowing several times to assure himself that he too was whole again, he looked about for more enemies. There were none. All around him were in advanced stages of rot, or already returned to whatever heavenly body had spewed them forth. He panted, heart racing. Was that all?
"Kill them all!"
he heard Copsis Buell shout, a shrill note of fury screwing his voice tight.
"Let none of them touch my garden!"
Fistula shot around to look down the slope. His heart thumped hard for joy. Light knifed frenziedly from the heavens. Flashes blossomed within the fog of flies, then glowed and spawned warriors. Many of them were bigger than the lizard men he had just slaughtered. Some of them were a lot bigger. That first wave must have been some kind of advance party. Scouts, assassins, perhaps. This was an army, coming down in conventional formations. Accompanied by toxins and bells and calls to glory, warriors of the Rotbringers mustered over the old corpse-hung curtain walls to oppose them. Buell commanded the souls of 100,000, and although more than half were scattered wide over the corpse marshes and beyond, what remained was a mighty host indeed. He bared sharpened teeth, a feral grin. Now for notice, now for glory. This was going to be a fight.
"You want war!"
Buell roared at the stars, and the very ground beneath seemed to tremble at his words. Someone had passed the Lord of Plagues his helmet, and his voice boomed from inside the steel. In both hands he gripped the haft of the trident with which he tended his garden, veins standing out from bulging biceps as he continued to howl without words. God-gifted power oozed from him, turning the air around him syrupy brown. Sickly, cyclopean figures began to take shape there. They were horned, drenched in mucus, and stooped over serrated swords that reeked of soul rot. Nurgle's tallymen, plague-bearers. From the strain in Buell's bearing, it was as though he passed them from his own body. In a sense, he did. Fistula howled, maddened by battle-lust and plague. Buell crashed the brass ferrule of his trident into the ground and screamed, "I will give you war!"